Well, they did say she took sick in the night, or she became ill in the night, but most of the time I think they say she took sick in the night. Mm-hmm.
And an answer to how are you may be just fine, or it might be less enthusiastic and just
comment halibu. Oh, how are you going? How are you? And that's all just so they mean too. They don't mean how, they just, that's just good morning. Mm-hmm. They really don't want to hear how you are. If you start to telling them that you feel terrible, they pass on. They don't want to hear it.
If you don't feel too well, how do you reply then? Instead of saying just fine, you say, well,
some of them say so-so. But they look at me, because it shows in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, now you're not feeling very well this morning, because I can tell by your eyes they're not sparkling this morning. They look kind of droopy. Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I'll be better.
I'll fight it off after a while.
So then you tell them, well, I don't what? Don't worry.
No, I don't know. I know they're not going to worry.
I see. And the two things that people smoke other than a pipe?
Cigarette and cigars. Mm-hmm. And tobacco weed.
Tobacco weed.
And grapevine. Cut off a hunk of grapevine and smoke it.
And if somebody loses his hearing, or you say he's gone.
They don't say beef. I've heard them say deef, but it's deaf. He's gone. He's become deaf. But they say deef.
And if somebody went to war and was injured, you say he came home with a battle
scar.
Or
he's
a yes, a scar came.
He is a wounded in battle.
Okay.
Most people say wounded in battle.
Around a wound. You have some skin
grafted.
In the healing process, you get some skin that has to be burned out. It's not good. What do you call that skin?
I don't know. My son got Purple Heart and Marines.
But any wound on the farm?
It's scarified.
Scarified. Well, before it heals, it doesn't heal clean, and that extra skin has to be burned out.
Yeah.
What did you call that?
I've forgotten what the word is for that right now.
You ever call proud flesh?
What?
Proud flesh?
Oh, that's... I thought you meant what you did to get it out. Yes, it's called proud flesh.
I see.
The wound itself is called. I didn't know what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. The wound, the flesh that is burned out is called proud flesh. But I thought you wanted a word for burning it out.
And when you were treating your children, you could buy something at the drugstore just for a scratch, not a serious wound.
I didn't. Yeah. My pa laid, I didn't.
Uh-huh. And a...
Sometimes.
Small.
You use kerosene too.
Is that right? Okay. All good. And a small pimple that gets to be very sore and large.
You mean a pimple?
It starts as a pimple and it gets very large and very sore. And
well, you mean what you put on it?
No, what do you call it?
Oh.
When it gets really sore and large.
You mean you don't want the diseased? Hives or anything, hives that comes on babies, but it doesn't get sore.
Uh-huh.
But then you have...
Some men have them on their necks.
What?
Some men have them on their necks.
I know. You used to have chicken pox and you do it that way.
Yes.
And it's rare.
You have a boil?
Oh, yes. But a carbuncle too. Boils, rising, they call them boils, risings, carbuncles. And that Sarah had them all over her. And I know what she needed. She needed some kind of, and I'd go get it for her. She would have them on her breast. She'd have some that'd be that big purple looking. And I bought her Burroughs East and every other kind of thing back at that day when she was so sick. But she wouldn't take it. She'd take it and throw it out when I wasn't looking.